Good morning, and welcome to the committee meeting on public affairs. I call this meeting to order on Monday, September 19th at 9:02 a.m. We'll move into roll call.
All right, Senator Berrigan?
Present.
Senator Eschenbach?
Present.
Senator Jackson?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
And Senator Kohler?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. Item number three, public comment. If Director Charles wants to give a little report, we'll include that in our agenda next time.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
So right now, the Department of Legislative Affairs has just been working a lot on voter platforms, how to get students more engaged in their civic duty to vote. So we just held, with cooperation with the Senate, Constitution Day, where we had different policy boards asking students what it meant to them to be a responsible citizen or what liberty meant to them. We also passed out about 750 pocket constitutions. Moving forward this next week, we will have a presidential watch party just for the presidential debates in the Joe Theater with the Young Dems and the College of Republicans. We will also be continuously working on Rock the Vote. We have just confirmed that the university will be holding a debate between Joe Heck and Catherine Cortez Masto for state senate. Those dates are still up in the air, but we will be working with the Joe and with Nightingale Hall to decide when we're going to hold that.
Perfect. Are there any questions? Awesome. Moving into item four, there are no minutes seeking approval at this time. And then item 5A, so our meetings are going to stay Mondays at 9. 6, new business, the Veterans Breakfast. So we are still officially waiting on the binder, but we have talked to Jacob, and he said last year about 50 people attended. So when we talk to catering people, that will be the number that we give them. And are there any other... Senator Jackson?
I also talked to Jacob, and he said, that's one thing I forgot, they had a banner there that they had people sign as they walked in just to kind of show support of them. So if that's something you guys wanted to do, we should think about that. He also had the ASUN president and the elections chair come speak to encourage the veterans to get involved on campus. So that's another thing that they did last year that maybe we want to implement this year. What was the other thing that I was going to say about that? If everyone wants to update people on if they contacted the group that they were supposed to contact and what they kind of said, or I reached out to Pinocchio's, but they didn't get back to me. I left a message and an email, but I'll try to follow up this week and see if I get a response, but I haven't so far.
Senator Bergen.
So following up on that note, I was actually just waiting on the figure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to say, hey, we have $1,000 budget,
yeah,
let's spend it all, essentially. So now with this number, I'll just be contacting today, and I should have an update by Wednesday, hopefully. I'm sure the bond everyone should take tomorrow to get back to me.
Perfect.
One of clarification, if we had 50 people attending last year, are we looking to get more people?
No.
So
mm-hmm.
we should probably be looking for more food than just mm-hmm. that to serve 50 people, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, it's always good to have a baseline.
Correct.
Should we, I understand what Director Charles is saying, should we say 80 people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a goal that we want to set. Senator Berrigan.
I think now knowing the that 50 people attended last year, I'm going to go and speak with at the Veterans Center at the Pennington. At PSAC, basically, and find out how many veterans actually went through the school. That way I can cross-reference and then get a realistic goal from there.
Dr. Beatty?
Yeah, when he said 50 people, did you clarify with Jacob, did that include government officers, did it not include government officers? I feel like this year's Senate is more likely, more people are more likely to show up, maybe than last year's Senate, but I could be wrong.
Senator Jackson?
It included veterans and other students, so including all the senators that helped out.
So do we think we should talk to Veteran Affairs or set a baseline or set a goal, I suppose? Dr. Charles?
Setting a goal, I think that easily we should go for 75 people.
Okay.
But obviously cross-referencing with PSAC would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will contact their office and see how many veterans we have on campus. And then we'll be in further contact with them. Dr. Beatty.
Sorry. I don't know, last year did they invite the Veterans Office staff? And then does the Veterans Office have a separate listserv that goes out to all veterans specifically that we could utilize to advertise?
I do not know. But we could find out, and that would be a good thing to know, because that number with staff could easily go up 15 people.
And we also have Wolfpack Vets on campus, which is a club specifically designed for that. So that's 10 people minimum right there. And they probably know a lot of people they can reach out to, so I utilize that resource.
Perfect. Are there any more comments or questions? Seeing none, we will move into just a recap of Constitution Day. Like Director Charles said, we had the chalkboards outside with the pocket constitution, signed a few people up for turbo vote, and passed out flags. And it actually seems to be a really popular event. We had a lot of people stopping by, especially around 11:30, which was surprising. Any other comments? Senator Jacoby.
I apologize for my absence. I was in a meeting with my academic advisor, and it went much longer than I thought it would.
Senator Jackson?
I just wanted to thank everyone for helping, especially the Department of Legislative Affairs. They really stepped it up and did an awesome job. And it was a really cool event, and hopefully now that we know this is something that we're going to do each year, we can make it better each and every year.
And that brings up the conversation of if this should be a date that is tied to the committee to host something on campus. Since we do receive federal funding, we have to do something for Constitution Day. Senator Bergen.
I think the best way to have a properly planned event for the future, that way it's not just, you know, chalkboards. I mean, even though we did a pretty good job, thanks to the help from Legislative Affairs and, you know, some of the fellow senators and people from ASU and them, they're helping us out. I feel like if we had it attached to the committee, it would actually ensure that next year it's kept a lot more properly with a lot more foresight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should. That's just my opinion.
Anyone else? Senator Jacoby?
We should create like a legacy by worked for the event and what necessarily didn't. Because if we do go end up like making this like a more of a mandatory or larger event for the committee, it would be smarter to pass down ideas to the next session.
Mm-hmm. Senator Jackson?
I want to know what your guys' opinion is, though, because I think it worked out really well having a partnership with Legislative Affairs this year. I don't know if you want it to be solely a duty of the committee next year, or if you want it to be like a partnership that's also a duty of theirs, or I just want to hear everyone's opinions.
Director Charles?
Since this is in the SAS that the Director of Legislative Affairs has to sit on this committee anyway, I think that technically that tie would always exist, because even if it was falling on the hands of this committee, Legislative Affairs would still be tied to that.
Senator Jacoby?
We can put in the legacy binder to just like partner with Legislative Affairs, mm-hmm. because the more people working on the event, the easier it becomes.
Senator Berg? Perfect. Are there any other... I suppose thinking about how Constitution Day doesn't really have any spot within ASUN yet, and potentially creating a resolution for this, are there any other days that we can think of that have this similar problem of not really, no one's really responsible for it, but it needs to happen? Director Charles?
September 11th.
Okay.
Wow.
Senator Jackson?
Withdrawn.
So we can I'll present this to oversight this week and see what the opinion is of the people in there about having 9/11 and Constitution Day work with Ledge Affairs. Director Charles.
I think the same thing should probably go for Nevada Day as well. Okay. Nevada Day is not in any one department's specific duties, but the Department of Legislative Affairs will be working on that, so this committee can work on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Director Beatty.
Question about Nevada Day. Do you want to observe it on Nevada Day? Because I think it's a Friday where there's no school generally, mm-hmm. so I don't know if you would get any attendance. Just something to think about. It's a generally a 3-day weekend that people peace out for.
Yeah.
It's the last 3-day weekend before it gets cold. So I don't know, maybe, but.
Yeah. I don't know if this would help, but I know the dorms do some sort of trick-or-treating thing on that weekend, and if we could table or incorporate that somehow into that event, that'd be nice. Senator Jackson?
I think for Constitution Day, we should definitely write it in right now, same with 9/11, but for Nevada Day, I feel more comfortable kind of trying it out this year and seeing
mm-hmm.
How it goes, just because if we're going to create it in the South, you want to make it like on this day or like on this Tuesday or Friday or whatever day it is, like this should be held mm-hmm. to make it more specific. So once we do a program for it this year and figure out how it works best, we can make it a duty.
Perfect. Any more comments? Senator Jackson?
Sorry, I'll no volunteer worries. To write the legislation.
Seeing no more comments, we'll move into item 7, public comment. So anyone from the public wishing to speak? Senator Jackson.
Sorry. So I don't know if you guys know this, but, well, you know this. I've been working with KRNB to do this town hall. It's called State of Washoe County Schools. And I think it would be really awesome for the Committee on Public Affairs to be there because it's pertaining to the duties of this committee. It's basically about overcrowding and current issues facing the schools in our district. So if you want to write this down, I can send out the flyer over the listserv. But it's going to be Thursday, September 29th at 7 p.m. in DMS, the Redfield Auditorium. But I would really like to have as many of you guys there as possible. It should be a really good event. They're actually broadcasting it. I think on October 3rd, so it will be on TV too, but if we could get as many students there as possible, and if you guys want to reach out to your constituents and let them know about it, because it's not just for education majors, it pertains to everyone. So that's all from me, but if you have any questions about that, let me know.
Any more comments? Seeing none, we will adjourn. Oh, sorry, yes.
KRNB, the news station. So there's going to be a bunch of different panelists on either side, like for and opposing the ballot question in November on school overcrowding and sales tax increase. So it's just kind of like, I don't know, people coming together and discussing this issue and seeing different sides of it. So.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Senator Berrigan.
Just a question through the chair to Senator. Since it's a town hall, will it be open, just out of curiosity, will it be having people in the audience ask questions?
Yes, it will. There's, it's a community event and an event for students, so they're going to ask that questions, I think, but then a portion of it's going to be for audience participation. They're going to have social media flag too, so people that are sitting at home can ask questions.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, seeing no more comments, we will adjourn at 9:17.